Welcome back to another episode of Bases Loaded. I believe episode 8. Pretty sure 8. This week we'll be doing talking NBA with the Nuggets advancing to their first ever NBA Finals with a sweep of the Los Angeles Lakers on Monday night, and the Celtics stay alive, winning both games 4 and 5 to extend the series back to a game 6. On Saturday in Miami. Little bit of baseball, a little bit of hockey, and that's what is in store for this week episode. So yeah, diving right into it. With NBA and the Nuggets and stuff like that. Like I said, they advanced to their first NBA Finals on Monday with a win over the Los Angeles Lakers. Which actually probably shouldn't have been a sweep, I should say, with how, like, the Lakers played, because they were definitely close games for, like, most of them, at least at some point. Like, it was pretty close games, but then, you know, the Nuggets just kind of pulled away, being, you know, the number one seed and all, show why they were the number one seed in the West, and you know, now they're playing for, you know, all the marbles, a chance to win you know, their first title and their first appearance. So, you know, and you know, they wait the winner. The finals start June 1st, which is, I think it's next Thursday. Yep, it's Thursday. So they'll be in Denver. Regardless of, you know, if they play the Heat or Celtics, I believe it's like 7:30, you know, Central Time type of thing. So it would be, you know, 6:30 in Denver, so they're in Mountain Time. So, you know, they have a chance to, you know, with, like, you know, teams like the Bucks in the, you know, 76ers eliminated. They were kind of like, you know, one of the favorites remaining. So, yeah, like, they just kind of showed why they're number one seed. You know, Jamal Murray played pretty much lights out, which is definitely what the Nets have been missing the past, you know, two playoffs. Because he's been recovering from, like, you know, ACL injury and stuff like that. So, you know, not an easy injury to come back, and you kind of have to, like, you know, pace yourself and kind of watch it, otherwise you're gonna you'll have a major setback, or you might re-injure it or something like that, you know, because, like, you know, you tear it and something like that, and you're pretty much, like, you're not able to see, like, any, like, probably, like, you know, on court or on the field, you know, kind of, like, you know, warm-ups and kind of drills for, like, 9 months, with, like, you know, fully being back in within, like, a year type of thing, and that just kind of depends on, like, when you tear it, because I think he tore, like, late in the season of, like, 2020 to 21, so then, like, at that point, you pretty much miss, like, the rest of that season and the next, with recovery time, just because, like, yeah, just how, like, the basketball season is in regards to that, like, you know. And especially, like, football, like, you know, there's 17 games, so, like, if you injure something, like, you know, preseason or, like, first couple of games, you know, a serious injury like that, you're pretty much, like, yeah, you're done for the year. So, but, like, you know, in baseball, like, it can happen. Like, Kyle Schwarber, the Cubs, did it in 2016, like, he tore his ACL, it was, like, game 3, came back for the World Series, so, like, it's possible. It is mostly because of, like, you know, baseball, with how the season is and how long it is and stuff like that, that you're able to do something like that possibly. Or, like, you know, basketball, football, hockey, soccer, you're not doing that. And, like, everyone just kind of stepped up on their team. You know, Nikola Jokic does what he does. You know, pretty much triple-double every game type of thing. Put up quite a bit of points. Like, he had some, like, I think two of those games were, like, maybe in three really 30-point triple doubles or something like that. So he's like more of like, I mean, he didn't score like that much, but he's more of like, you know, in the 20 range type of thing. And like, you know, getting rebounds and assists and stuff like that. So yeah, I think it was game one, he had like 30 some points, 21 rebounds, 21, 22, and like 14, 15 assists, something like that. So like, and like when you do that, you know, and like regardless of who they play, you know, they should be able to like, you know, take advantage of whatever matchup they have. Because, you know, if it's the Celtics, it's going to be like Al Horford or Robert Williams down low. Heat Illy, you know, Bam Adebayo, which would be, you know, more of a tougher matchup than like the Celtics. But, you know, because I'm sure like the Nuggets are at least watching some of these names. They're probably paying attention, you know, to what's happening. But, you know, they're also probably, you know, doing their, you know, their drills, their practices, and doing what they need to do. You know, regardless of who they play type of thing. So they kind of like, you know, be prepared regardless of who they play. But you know, you kind of like, you prepare, and I mean, they probably have a little bit of a preference. Maybe they might prefer some teams. So a lot of players will be like, you know, we don't care who you play, but like, you kind of probably do care a little bit. Just because of like a matchup standpoint and stuff like that, you know, you don't want to play someone that, you know, you can exploit and stuff like that, and like have a little bit better matchup and like, you know, in the paint or on the perimeter and stuff like that. So, and that's like, you know, regardless of sport too, you know, because you know, maybe you haven't hit these certain pitchers that well, you're hoping not to play them, or you struggle with this team in the playoffs, and like, you know, it's football, so it's one game and you're done. So you kind of, they do prefer, or at least I think a little bit, they do have a little bit deep down prefer, you know, to play one opponent versus another. But so yeah, like, and you know, now, you know, I mean, it was kind of a Western Conference Finals, and like, I mean, that half was expected, you know, with the Nuggets, and then like, you know, the Lakers kind of coming out of nowhere, you know, they were able to like get themselves into the playoffs, you know, win the play-in game to become the number seven seed, you know, beat two favorites in, you know, the Memphis Grizzlies and then the defending champs Golden State Warriors. And then, you know, coming to the conference finals, you know, thinking like, you know, maybe they can do it, you know. And it didn't really, I mean, they kind of got unlucky, and, you know, they're just kind of, you know, their luck ran out. But, you know, they got, I mean, they made it pretty close. Like I said, for all the games, you know, at some point they were either leading or, like, you know, they were, you know, not trailing by a whole lot, more like, you know, you're still in striking distance, and you can, like, you know, because, like, basketball, you can go on a run, you know, you can go on, like, a 10-0 run or something like that in, like, a minute and a half, if not, you know, 15-0 run or something like that. So, like, it's definitely possible to swing it real quick with how, you know, the game is, and, like, you know, it's fast-paced, you have a 24-second shot clock, so you, like, you know, it's not like you can't, like, turn around real quick. You know, you just kind of, like, you know, have to make your shots, play defense. As simple as it is, but, yeah, that's what you got to do. And then, you know, you put yourself in position to at least have a chance, which the Lakers did. And then they just, you know, like, Anthony Davis and LeBron can only do so much around a roster that's, like, not the best, really suited with, like, you know, because it's a lot of, like, you know, some of the other starters, the rest of the stars are, you know, probably would be, like, bench players or role players, you know, on any other, like, teams. So, you know, because, like, you know, there's possibilities of them, like, you know, trading for, like, a Kyrie Irving during the trade deadline. That didn't happen. they could sign him in free agency. But LeBron said he was, like, considering retirement or, like, you know, he'd think about it or had to, like, you know, weigh his options and stuff like that. So, like, I don't know if he'd do it, but, you know, it probably takes time to, like, you know, think about it, you know, and, you know, weigh your options, you know, and, like, you know, have some discussions probably. And I guess he'd been playing with, like, a torn, torn tendon, which, I mean, like, he'd been, like, I guess, like, you know, in most of the playoffs in, like, the last, you know, maybe month, couple weeks of the season, like, you know, he'd be, like, you know, on the injury report is, like, you know, questionable or probable, stuff like that, and then, like, would always play, so, you know, and, like, you know, sometimes you, like, you know, you get there, you know, they'll give you, like, some pain, you know, medicine, like, or cortisone shot or something, like, you know, numb the pain, like, you can just play through it type of thing, but, you know, now, I guess since it's, like, an official, like, tear and something like that, you know, that's something, like, you know, now the season's over, you know, you can do surgery, get that taken care of and all that, so, and then, you know, kind of prepare for next season if that is the case. If he does, then, you know, the Lakers have some stuff to, like, figure out, and try to maybe bring another, like, you know, player, like a guard to help, kind of carry some of that, you know, load, workout, you know, from, like, LeBron and Anthony. So, you know, there's that. So, you know, there's questions there, and then, you know, Nuggets get to play, you know, first ever final, have a chance. And, you know, they'd have to be at home the first 2 days, so, like, you know, they clinched on Monday, so, you know, they're not playing for, like, 10 days. So, you know, you just chill home, you know, sleep in your own bed, practice in your own gym, trying to just, you know, watch the Eastern Conference final games and just, you know, wait to see who you play. So, using that as a transition to the Eastern Conference Finals, the Boston Celtics stay alive, winning both games 4 and 5, like I said. So it's 3-2 Miami. We go back to Miami for game 6 Saturday night. These past two games have been really not the closest. You know, game 4, you know, it was looking kind of maybe like we would have, you know, both conferences in the NBA be, or conference series both be sweeps, but, Boston went on like a, it was like an 18-0 run or something like that in like the third quarter or something like that, and pretty much haven't trailed since, is what I've heard, you know, from someone. So, like, and, like, watching the game last night, like, that's pretty much, like, the Celtics team that we expected going into this series to play, but hadn't showed up for the first 3 games, you know, playing good defense, you know, they were making their shots, especially from, like, 3-point range and stuff like that, and, you know, they won 1 game, so that kind of gave them a little something. Then they won 2. I mean, you know, if they win game 6, you know, game 7 would be, I'm guessing, Monday. It would probably have to be Monday to give them time to, you know, travel to Denver. Yeah, it'd be Monday. So, and it's like, well, when they play like that, they are pretty hard to beat, Boston. So, you know, and like everyone showed up. I mean, they had like 4 players last night for 20 points, including, like, you know, a guard, Derek White, who really stepped up. You had Marcus Smart at 20, Jaylen Brown and then Jason Tatum, of course. So, you know, players that are expected, you know, you would expect on that roster to score, like, you know, 20 points or more type of thing. But, you know, now they go back to Miami. They've got to be at least a little rattled. You know, they've had, especially probably after game four, where, like, you know, they had a, you know, they were leading for a good portion of that game, had a chance to, you know, sweep, you know, the number two seed in that, you know, and then, you know, make the finals, you know, having beat the number one seed. Well, not just the number one seed in the conference, but, like, the number one seed in Milwaukee. You beat the number two seed in Boston. And then you beat the Knicks in the second round. So, you know, it's a pretty solid, you know, finals run to get to the finals, I would say. And, you know, it's like, you know, if they play like that, you know, they're pretty hard to beat. You know, they're playing defense, you know, they were like, and like, once, like, you know, they're doing defensive stops, steals, blocks, you know, getting rebounds and pushing the ball into transition, you know, they're making shots. You can definitely tell, like, they're having fun. The crowd was into it, like, everyone was clicking. And, you know, there's a couple minutes left in the game, and, you know, Miami waves the right white flag and puts in some bench players and, like, you know, plays for Nets game, where, you know, there's no point, like, you've lost, you know, and don't want to get anyone injured, as they've kind of had some playoff injuries, the Heat this year, so, you know, don't want to add another name to the list, and, you know, you go from there, and you just take it back, and, like, Miami's had, I think 16 turnovers in both games, you know, that doesn't help. You know, last night Jimmy Butler had, like, 15 points. It was around 5 assists and rebounds type of thing. But, you know, the game was pretty much out of the way. So, like, you know, like, he was taken out and, you know, subbed out and stuff like that. So, you know, yeah. And, you know, you play for Nets and see what happens, because, you know, they're definitely shook a little bit. They have to be. I mean, you know, had chances to win, you know, even if you didn't win, you know, game four, you had a chance to come back, beat them on the home floor, which they've done you know, twice this year, so they had to feel good. And then, you know, you show up to play and just didn't go your way, and now you're back home at least. But so we'll see. I would kind of like to do the go to game 7. I'm sure Denver would love it to do for it to go to game 7, you know. You know, have them play, you know, 7 games. I mean, you know, they'll get like two days, you know, of, you know, rest. You know, probably some light, you know, practices and stuff like that, you know, nothing too crazy, because, like, you are playing in Denver, you got the thin air, you know, high altitudes, you know, it does take effect on you. You know, it's not to be as much, probably, as, you know, if it was, like, you know, with the Denver Broncos or Colorado Rockies, you know, you're playing outside in the altitude, but, you know, even if being, like, in a, you know, arena, you're still probably feeling that altitude to some degree. So, you know, I'm hoping for game 7, you know, Denver's hoping. I think, you know, like I said, throughout playoffs, you know, basketball fans are probably hoping for a game 7, because, like, let's see, like, can Boston pull us off, because it's not been done. And basketball coming back from an 0-3 deficit, it's been done once in baseball with the 0-4 Boston Red Sox. Coming back to beat the New York Yankees. It's been done in hockey a couple times. But yeah, not basketball. So there is a chance that could happen. So yeah, like, I mean, if Boston plays like this, like they did last night, you know, game six and then seven, you know, they'll be back in the finals, you know, for the second year in a row. Because, I mean, Miami, they need, like, you know, obviously Jimmy Butler to get his, you know, like 25, 30 points, you know, Bam to do like a double-double, you know, and then everyone else to kind of step up like they did in these first three games, you know, some of these, you know, bench players and stuff like that that have had to step up because of injuries and stuff like that, you know, to also score some points, you know. Because I think it was like game two or three, like the, like four of them had at least 15 points type of thing. Like that's kind of production you need from like Miami's bench and stuff like that. And like, you know, players that have had to like, you know, be in the starting lineup because of injuries to do. So we'll see what happens, you know, next week, you know, you know, when we do it, like my show Thursday, or, you know, we'll see, maybe, you know, we've had to like switch things around these past, than 2 weeks. So, you know, it happens. So I'm hoping, you know, next Thursday we can do it. Then we can do, you know, a game one, well, maybe not like a game one, but like just an NBA finals preview, overall. But if, you know, we do it next Friday, and then, like, you know, we'll have, a game one recap, obviously, and then a, you know, kind of the rest of the series preview type of thing, I should say. So, transitioning to, I guess we'll do, hockey, because they also, like, are close to their, they're close to Stanley Cup finals. You know, they have one team, clinched already. Florida Panthers swept, Carolina, no, Calgary Flames. Let's see. I thought it was them. Maybe Thursday. No, Wednesday. Carolina Hurricanes. That's it. Okay. So yeah, they swept them Wednesday. To not their first Stanley Cup. I think it's like their second. If I was reading, like, you know, the Sports Center scrolly information bar correctly, I think it was like 05 or sometime in those like early 2000s. So they swept. I think they were the eighth seed as well, I believe. So that was for the Eastern Conference. And then the Western Conference, could have been a sweep, or a sweep also, but the Dallas Stars won last night 2-4, City in 5 in Las Vegas. So that would have been, you know, something to have, you know, we could have had like both the NBA and NHL, both conference finals be sweeps, but, you know, that didn't happen. So, well, it happened, half of them were sweeps. I can't say sweeps apparently today. Half of them were sweeps. So whereas the others, you know, were not. You know, now it goes to game 5 in Vegas. I don't know if the NBA finals starts June 1st. I wonder, do they start like, their game 7 would be Wednesday if necessary, so then maybe it would be like Saturday maybe for game 1. I don't know, maybe it doesn't say, at least not on ESPN app, it doesn't tell me. But yeah, I would think if, you know, if they follow the same rules like, you know, NBA, then yeah, game 1 would be Saturday. But you know, I guess you'd have to find out, wait out, you know, have to wait and see, because I don't know. I mean, I might watch a little, I might watch some of it just to, like, you know, talk about it on here and, like, you know, let's have someone that doesn't watch hockey a whole lot and knows, like, nothing about it, talk about it. It'd be a great time, fun all around. Because, you know, like, yeah, they have, you know, both NBA and NHL, you know, their championships around the same time. And then, you know, after they're done, you know, their drafts are like, I think they're like a week or so, maybe a week and a half after, like, you know, maybe even like 2 weeks after like a potential Game 7. So, you know, like, you know, the new season starts like, you know, real quick. Where I think, like, you know, the NFL, they have about a month. It's about a month-ish, I think, after the Super Bowl, where, like, you know, the official start of the next season will start. I think it's, like, you know, mid-March, you know, it's around, you know, start of spring type of that, where, like, you know, it's the official new season, so, like, you know, free agents can sign. You have stuff like that happening. Preparing for the draft, which, you know, about is like 2.5 months after the Super Bowl. I suppose, like, you know, 2 weeks, like NBA and NHL. And, like, you know, it seems like both of those drafts are going to be, like, you know, the number one pick is pretty much, you know, decided already, you know. Now that, like, you know, the draft order has been set and all that stuff, and then, like, you know, the draft time officially starts at 2, or if not 3, you know. So we'll see that. You know, we'll cover both on here when it happens. At least that round one. I don't know how the NHL does it. They do like a round one on one night and then like more rounds previous nights or whatever. I mean, the NBA, they do it, you know, the entire draft in one night because there's just 2 rounds. A smaller roster fill, you know, you'll have like 15, you might have 13 spots on the roster. You know, you have like your starting five, and then, you know, you have like a sixth and seventh man, you know, that you, you know, more role playing time, bench time, and then, you know, you have the rest, you know, for like, you know, a hold up, like for like injuries or if, you know, a trade or something like that happens, you know, you have all your bases covered for anything that could happen during the season type of thing. And then, you know, so yeah, like, you know, NBA does it one night, boom, it's done. I don't know what hockey does. Baseball, I think they just do round one on the first night and then they do the rest. I think over like the weekend or like a Friday, Saturday type of thing, like the NFL. I think they only do 15 rounds now. I suppose like the 40 that they used to do, and then like COVID happened and like, you know, they still did like a 2020 draft. But now, you know, and then so fewer rounds, but you know, you're not, you know, these are players that aren't gonna play for 2 years, you know, maybe a year and a half or even year to 2 years, you know, probably being drafted like that first round. So, you know, and then, you know, there's like an international player signing that they do also. So, but I think that's in the winter. I think that's in like November, December time, that they do that. So, yeah, you know, one half of the top, you know, finals, you know, championship, you know, series for basketball and hockey set, you know, the other series is still going, you know, and then, you know, around next week's show, even we'll at least have like a, you know, we'll know who's in it at least, you know, regardless, and then, you know, depending on when I do the show next week, you know, a Thursday, or like another day, like a Friday, like today or something like that, you know, that we have, you know, them set, we can preview them or cover the game one type of thing and, you know, go from there. So baseball, we are closing in on 2 months. You know, same kind of thing. We got some teams pulling, you know, coming into it, like, you know, we still got, like, you know, Tampa Bay Rays are still going strong, you know, we got, like, you know, early season surprises, like the Orioles, you know, still, you know, I think they were like within like three games. Okay, they are three games behind Tampa Bay for first in the division. So that's, you know, a surprise. They're like, I mean, it's kind of a surprise and not, because, like, you know, they've been, like, you know, rebuilding the past 2 years, you know, trading players away, getting draft, you know, picks, you know, through the minor league system and stuff like that, and developed, and, like, now, you know, they're on the team, and, like, you know, they're contributing, like, you know, it's working out so far, you know. They're like, let's see, I mean, they're 33-17, like I said, three games behind Tampa Bay. They're 7-3 the last 10 games, two game winning streak. So, like, you know, that's definitely gonna be an, division to watch, like it has been. You know, New York just 7 games back, but, like, again, with how many games you play in baseball, you're not, you know, if it gets to, like, you know, trade deadline in, like, August and there's 7 games back or something like that, if not more, then, you know, then that's something to be worried about. But, like, right now, you know, end of May, it's still not out of reach. So, you know, that's one of the divisions to watch. Because we have, like, you know, ideally 4 teams that can win it, but, like, you know, Toronto's 10.5 games back. 2-8 their last 10 games, so real struggle there. So that's definitely a possibility that they, you know, don't make it, and, you know, it becomes a 3-team race for that division. Whereas, you know, most people probably would say, you know, there's 4 teams that can win that division, you know, in, like, preseason, you know, predictions and discussions and stuff like that. You know, Central still have the Twins leading, which is probably, you know, the team that, like, at least on paper should win that division, if not, you know, between them and Cleveland. So, you know, and the West, you know, both Western divisions, you know, they're, West is always crazy and nuts and, you know, full of surprises at times, you know. Like, NL West, Arizona's a team and a half bat of LA for the division lead. You know, Texas is leading the American League West, with Houston 3 games behind, and then Angels are 4 games behind, and, you know, Seattle, within striking distance, you know, 5.5. They're on a 4-game winning streak. So, you know, you're in it. And then, like, the Central, you know, Central, you know, a winnable division for, like, you know, 2, if not 3 teams, but, you know, we have Pittsburgh in there. Cincinnati sits, so, like, again, they're not completely out of it, considering, like, you know, how bad, like, you know, Milwaukee has kind of played of lately, how, you know, poorly St. Louis has played this year. In regards to, like, you know, expectations. And, like, you know, the American League East, you know, we got Atlanta, 5.5-game lead over New York. And then we got Miami at 6.5, Philly at 8. So we have, like, you know, we got some races, and then we got some that are like, okay, you know, we'll have to see what happens type of thing. And, you know, what, you know, will happen, like, you know, within, like, another month, then be in June, and then I'm pretty sure the, you know, the trade deadline is July 31st. So, you know, where teams position themselves and get there, and then, you know, that kind of just, like, you know, how teams play now pretty much decides, you know, are they doing, you know, buy or sell at the trade deadline. Are they going to be getting players? Are they going to be getting rid of players and all that stuff? So this is kind of like the time to, like, break it to the, you know, if you're not in it at that point, you know, they might decide to call it. Or, you know, if you have a chance, you know, we have three wildcard teams now in each league. So, like, it's possible, you know, you put yourself in there. Position, you can get, you know, bat or pitcher at the deadline, and you kind of make a little run and make the wild card, and hey, you have a chance. You know, we saw it, you know, with NBA with, you know, Miami and LA, you know, hockey, you know, Florida Panthers being like these, you know, 7-8 seeds, you know, get it in there, you know, and then you have a chance. You play really well, and, you know, other teams kind of like, you know, don't play up to what they should be. Don't play up to how many, you take advantage of that, and you win. And then you move on, and then you win again. So, you know, you have a chance. But, yeah. Yeah, you know, we're end of May. You know, I'll try and watch more baseball as we get to, like, you know, as it becomes summer and stuff like that, you know, when it's, like, you know, the main sport on, with, like, you know, basketball, hockey done, football, you know, doing, like, their preseason, off-season workouts and stuff like that, getting ready. So, yeah, that's what we got. Next week will probably mostly NBA focused with the finals, you know, either happening that night or, you know, game one having been played, and, you know, reacting to that, covering that. So, I'm going to say, yeah, it'll probably be a all basketball episode next week, and, you know, maybe a little bit other stuff depending on what happens, you know, in the world of sports. But with that, thank you for listening, and have a good week.